Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Light of Judah Online. We're doing a subject at present called Controlling the Human Desires and Appetites of the Flesh. And this is part 5 from a 6-part series. And the topic is called Countering the Attack. The counterattack against Satan's plan of lasciviousness we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6. Reading from verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when my obedience has been fulfilled. You can foul up the devil's whole strategy by taking charge of your thoughts and bringing them into line with God's word. Take authority and bind those thoughts and throw them out by the words of your mouth. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or whether we shall be clothed? Don't take the thought by saying it, then it goes down into your spirit. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We are to replace the wrong thoughts with what God says in His Word. The first thing you must do to counter the devil's attack is to make a quality decision that you're going to believe the Word of God with your heart and not with just your head. If you want to be a champion on the battlefield of the mind, you must really reprogram it to the Word of God. You cannot be lazy. It must be a continual daily process. When you became born again, your spirit man became a new creation, but the mind was not. It must be renewed by the word of God, and that is your part of your job to do. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. This I say, then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. There is a battle in the early days of conversion, or that is being born again, as our spirit is renewed and wants the things of God, while the mind is still, as it was, carnal and wants the things of the flesh. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The word of God has power in it, and when put into our mind, has the power to change old patterns of thinking and thoughts. Lasciviousness works in two ways. It causes the flesh to be unrestrained, and at the same time, it causes you to restrain the godly promptings of our spirit. Let me say that again. Lasciviousness works in two ways. It causes the flesh to be unrestrained, and at the same time, it causes you to restrain godly promptings by our spirit. Lasciviousness allows your flesh to run wild, while at the same time it puts your spirit into bondage. Once again, I want to thank you for being with me today. As I've said a number of times, this subject is very important to understand about the thoughts that come into our minds, how to deal with them, how to cast them down or throw them out if they're against God's word, and to put new words into our mind is the word of God. The Bible is very clear. It says to cast down or bind, cast down all thoughts that are against the word of God, and not only cast them down, but to put the words into your mind. It says, think on things which are true and honest, just and pure, lovely and of good report. When God says throw out the thoughts that are against him, throw them out of your mind, he doesn't want your mind to be left empty. He wants you to reprogram it with the word of God. And as we speak the word of God, it goes into our spirit man and we become what the word says over a period of time. Thank you for being with me again today. I hope you've enjoyed this part 5. Part 6 coming up is looking unto Jesus. Thank you and God bless.